Denne talen er produsert av Philadelphia-kirken i Drammen, en aktiv og livskraftig pinsemenighet. Vi ber om at det du nå skal høre, vil gi deg styrke og velsignelse i livet ditt.
So my name is Andrew.
So I have Andrew.
Like he said, I'm from I live in Reading right now.
Som han sa, så bor jeg I Reading akkurat nå.
I'm half American and half Swedish.
Jeg halvt amerikansk og halvt svensk.
Så jeg kan tale på svensk, men det ja, det går egentlig for meg å tale på engelsk. You can translate. No. Yeah, this I've been leading teams for quite a few years or 4 years now. I've been leading team.
Jeg har ledet et team I en del 4-5 år per nå.
Yeah. And on my first trip, it was my best trip ever.
Og den første turen jeg hadde var den beste turen jeg hatt noensinne.
Because in Norway I met my wife.
For I Norge så møtte jeg konen min.
So that's how I always say I saved one on my first mission trip.
Og jeg ser at jeg frelste en for min første misjonstur.
And she was in Levanger.
Og det var I Levanger.
And so it's a very anointed place to go to.
Så det en veldig salvet plass å gå til.
But yeah, I have the privilege of being a part of the Bethel Church.
Jeg har hatt privilegiet å være en del av Bethel Church.
I help lead a home group there.
Og jeg med å lede en hjemmegruppe der.
For all the Nordic students that come to Bethel.
For alle de nordiske elevene som kommer til Bethel.
And this year we're around 100 people.
Og dette året vi rundt 100 mennesker.
And Norway always has the most people.
Og Norge alltid det landet som har flest folk.
Usually around 50 people. So.
Vanligvis rundt 50.
So you can always tell that Norway is really hungry.
Så man kan merke det at I Norge man virkelig sulten.
And I also work in the church as a janitor.
Og jeg jobber også I menigheten som vaktmester.
It's a fun job. I get to clean up poop and I get to see cool pastors.
Så det en artig jobb jeg får vaske drit og jeg får møte gode pastorer.
Yeah. But I was reminded tonight of something that happened to me a few years ago when Per Martin was going to school.
Men jeg ble minnet på I dag noe som skjedde for noen år siden da Per Martin gikk på skolen.
And when I got married, I had to promise my wife that this would never happen again.
Og da jeg ble gift, så måtte jeg love min kone at dette aldri skulle skje igjen.
Because it happened the first time she heard me preach too.
For det skjedde den første gangen hun hørte meg preke også.
I was at a prayer meeting.
Jeg var på et bønnemøte.
And I had a team with me.
Jeg hadde med meg et team.
Yeah, and it was a new place that I'd never been to before.
Og det var en ny plass hvor jeg aldri hadde vært før.
And it was a little weird there.
Og det var litt rart der.
And I was a little stressed out.
Og jeg var litt stresset.
So and they had a big fire going in the fireplace.
Og det var et stort bål I peisen.
And the prayer meeting was going strong and everyone was having a good time.
Og bønnemøtet gikk på for fullt og folk hadde det bra.
But I was stressed.
Men jeg var stresset.
So I decided to take off my fleece.
Så jeg bestemte meg for at jeg skulle ta av fleecegenseren.
And I was so stressed that I didn't realize that I pulled my t-shirt off too.
Men så var jeg så stresset at jeg merket ikke at jeg tok av t-shirten også.
And so I was sitting there thinking, wow, this feels really weird in here.
Og så satt jeg og tenkte, dette her var rart.
And my sister was next to me, she's like, what are you doing, Andrew?
Og søsteren min satt ved siden av og sa, hva driver du med?
Yeah, so I was like quickly like trying to put my clothes back on.
Så jeg prøvde kjapt å få på meg klærne igjen.
And then the first time that when my wife heard me preach.
Og første gang min kone hørte meg tale.
I was stressed again.
Så var jeg stresset igjen.
So I started to pull off my sweatshirt.
Så jeg tok av genseren min.
And the interpreter ran and pulled my shirt down.
Og han så tolket at han løp og tok ned t-skjorten.
Maybe it was the shirt that came off that won my wife, I don't know.
Kanskje det var det som gjorde at jeg vant min kone, hvem vet.
Yeah. Thank you. So with that, I'll start off with a prayer.
Så då ska vi börja med den.
I always like to pray before I preach.
Jag likar att be för att tala.
So Father, we just invite your presence here.
Så Fader, vi inviterar ditt närvaro här.
And we thank you, Lord, that you love us so much.
Och vi tackar dig för att du älskar oss så högt.
I thank you, Lord, for this weekend that we have.
Tack för den helgen som vi har.
That we can encounter you.
Att vi kan få möta dig.
And we can encounter your love.
Och vi kan få möta din kärlek.
So Father, I just pray that you anoint my words.
Så jag ber om att du ska salva mina ord.
And bless their hearts to receive what you have for them.
Och du ska välsigna hjärtan till att ta emot det som du har för dig.
So, amen.
Amen.
So, I came to Bethel 7 years ago.
Så jag kom till Bethel för 7 år sedan.
And I actually had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Och jag ante inte vad jag gick in i.
I just went because I felt God say go.
Jag bara drog för att jag kände att Gud sa gå.
And I wanted more of God.
Och jag ville ha mer av Gud.
I had no idea who Bill Johnson was.
Jag ante inte vem Bill Johnson var.
I had no idea who Chris Vallotton was.
Jag ante inte vem Chris Vallotton var.
So every time there was a speaker, I was like, "Woo, this is awesome! I've never heard of this person before."
Så varje gång det var en ny som förkynte, så tänkte jag, "Detta är fantastiskt! Jag har aldrig hört om den personen för."
But I knew that, like, Bethel was about supernatural.
Men jag visste att Bethel handlade om det som var övernaturligt.
And so I just wanted to share some things that I learned about living a supernatural life.
Så jag lyste dela lite om vad jag har lärt av det att leva ett övernaturligt liv.
Something that I try to live out every day.
Noe som jeg prøver å leve ut hver dag.
Something that I do as I clean the church.
Noe som jeg gjør mens jeg vasker i kirken.
And as I take care of that home group.
Eller mens jeg sørger for hjemmegruppen.
When I started school.
Da jeg begynte på skolen.
I didn't know who I was.
Så visste jeg ikke hvem jeg var.
I knew my name was Andrew.
Jag visste att jag heter Andrew.
That was pretty obvious. My driver's license said that.
Det var ganska uppenbart. Det står på förekortet.
But I started learning about how God calls me His son.
Men jag började lära om hur Gud kallar mig sin son.
That I am loved by Him.
Att jag är älskad av honom.
That I have access to everything that is in the kingdom.
Att jag har tillgång till allt som är hans rike.
Just like Maria was saying this morning.
Akkurat som Maria sa här i morges.
That there's lots of rooms.
Att det är massa rum.
In God's kingdom, and I have access to all of them.
I Guds rike, och jag har tillgång till alla samman.
And I started learning just like Evin was saying.
Och jag började lära akkurat som Evin sa igår.
That life is a journey.
Att livet är som en resa.
That as I go after those things that I have access to.
Och att vart jag går efter de tingen som jag har tillgång till.
God will entrust more and more to me.
Så vill Gud ge mig tillit och få mer och mer.
As I show myself faithful.
Att det är som jag visar mig trofast.
And I came to the school in some way thinking.
Och jag kom till skolan och tänkte.
That like the really supernatural stuff that was for the big people.
På något sätt tänkte jag att det verkligen övernaturliga det var för de stora människorna.
But I really learned that it was for anyone.
Men jag lärde att det är för alla.
That God in the Bible, He said He called us to heal the sick.
Att Gud i Bibeln kallar oss att helbreda de sjuka.
To raise the dead.
Till att resa upp döda.
To cast out demons.
Till att driva ut demoner.
And that's in Matthew 10:8, if anyone wants to know.
Det står i Matteus 10:8, hvis noen vil vite det.
And you can think like, for me, it sounded really complicated.
Och för mig så hörtes det väldigt komplicerat ut.
That like how do I do that?
Hur ska jag göra det här?
Is there a special formula?
Är det en speciellt formulär?
Do I have to get up at 5 a.m. or 5 in the morning?
Må jag stå upp klockan 5 på morgonen?
And pray for 3 hours?
Och be i 3 timmar?
Read my Bible for 2 more?
Och så läsa Bibeln i 2 till?
And then maybe around 10 o'clock in the evening if I've fasted enough.
Och så kanske klockan 10 på kväll hvis jag har fastat nog.
But I might see one miracle.
Så kan jag se ett mirakel.
But no, it wasn't like that.
Men det är inte sånt det fungerar.
It was so much more simple than that.
Det är så mycket enklare än det.
I learned that it's all about love.
Jeg har lært at alt handler om kjærlighet.
I learned that when I have a love encounter with the Father.
Og jeg lærte det at når jeg har et kjærlighetsmøte med far.
And I start seeing how much he loves me.
Og jeg begynner å se hvor mye han elsker meg.
How precious I am in his sight.
Hvor verdifull jeg for han.
What I want to do is to spread that love.
Det vi gjør å spre den kjærligheten.
It's no harder than that.
Det ikke vanskeligere enn det.
That some people use the term drunk, some people use the term intoxicated.
Noen bruker ordet full, andre bruker ordet beruset.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like to think of it as this.
Jeg liker å tenke på det som dette her.
I wasn't always a Christian, okay?
Jeg har ikke alltid vært en kristen.
So I have a little experience with this.
Så jeg har litt erfaring med dette her.
When you drink alcohol,
når du drikker alkohol,
you become affected by the alcohol.
Så blir du påvirket av alkohol.
Everything you do,
alt du gjør,
everything you see,
alt du ser,
everything you say,
alt du sier,
will in some way be affected by that alcohol.
Vil på en eller annen måte bli påvirket av den alkohol.
But when I focus on God's love,
men når jeg fokuserer på Guds kjærlighet,
when I focus on how much God loves me,
når jeg fokuserer på hvor mye han elsker meg,
when I start drinking his love,
når jeg begynner å drikke av hans kjærlighet,
I start seeing things through his eyes, through his love.
Så begynner jeg å se ting gjennom hans øyne og hans kjærlighet.
My words are affected by his love.
Mine ord påvirkes av hans kjærlighet.
My actions are affected by his love.
Mine handlinger påvirkes av hans kjærlighet.
And to be drunk or to be intoxicated with his love.
Å være full eller beruset av hans kjærlighet.
Doesn't mean that you have to be shaking and manifesting all the time.
Det betyr ikke at vi trenger å riste eller manifestere hele tiden.
That just happens sometimes.
Det skjer av og til.
But we are called to live a lifestyle of being intoxicated with his love.
Men vi kalt til å leve en livsstil hvor vi beruset av hans kjærlighet.
That when we are so focused on his love.
At vi så fokusert på hans kjærlighet.
That everyone we speak to feels loved.
Sånn at alle vi snakker med kjenner kjærlighet.
And it's not hard.
Og det ikke vanskelig.
Like you guys have heard of prophecy.
Dere har hørt om profeti.
All it is just reminding someone of who God says they are.
Alt det handler om, det er å minne folk på om hvem de er.
Reminding them of who God or where God is sending them.
Eller minne de på hvor Gud sender de.
Like the calling that they have on their life.
Det kallet de har over livet sitt.
Prophecy isn't about pointing out the bad things.
Profeti handler ikke om å peke ut de ille tingene.
But it's reminding that someone of the good things.
Men det handler om å minne folk på de gode tingene.
Because for me, I don't have any problem thinking about my faults. Or remembering my faults.
For meg så er det ingen problem å huske på det som feil.
But it means so much more when I get reminded of who I am.
Men det betyr så mye mer når jeg blir minnet på hvem jeg
That we are called to remind people of who they are.
Og vi kalt til å minne mennesker på hvem de
Prophecy is no harder than that. You don't have to be on stage.
Profeti ikke noe vanskeligere enn det. Du trenger ikke stå på scenen.
You can remind someone and say, hey, remember, you're better than that.
Du kan minne noen på at, hey, du bedre enn det der.
You don't have to say, thus saith the Lord, thou art better than that.
du trenger ikke si, så sier Herren, du bedre enn det.
But it's a natural love.
Men det en naturlig kjærlighet.
And it's just the same thing with praying for the sick.
Og det akkurat det samme når vi ber for syke.
That it's out of love.
Det utifra kjærlighet.
Talking to someone.
Å snakke med noen.
And seeing that they're in pain.
Å se at de har smerte.
And say, I see how much pain you are in.
Å se at jeg ser hvor mye smerte du har.
But I believe in a God that wants to heal you.
Men jeg tror på en Gud som vil helbrede deg.
Would it be okay if I prayed for you?
Er det greit om jeg kan be for deg?
It's no harder than that.
Det er ikke vanskeligere enn det.
didn't really work. But when we love on people and take risks,
når vi elsker mennesker og tar en risk,
anything is possible.
Da alt mulig.
Because there's no such thing as love without risk.
For det finnes ingenting som kjærlighet uten risk.
Like for me to be able to love my wife,
for meg å kunne elske min kone,
I have to risk my heart.
Så må jeg risikere mitt hjerte.
I have to risk being rejected.
Jeg må risikere å bli avvist.
And luckily my wife didn't reject me.
Og heldigvis har ikke min kone avvist meg.
How could she?
Hvordan kan hun?
She's not here, so I can say all kinds of stuff.
Hun ikke her, så jeg kan si hva som helst.
She's back home in Reading making a baby, so.
Hun hjemme I Reading og holder på å lage et barn.
Yeah. So I just want to challenge you guys tonight.
Så jeg vil bare utfordre dere I kveld.
To ask God.
Til å spørre Gud.
Who do you say I am?
Hvem sier du at jeg?
What am I good at?
Hva jeg god på?
Because each one of you guys has something that is unique to the kingdom.
For hver og en av dere har noe som unikt I Guds rike.
You have a special calling and a special place in this world.
Du har et spesielt kall og en spesiell plass I denne verden.
And this world needs you.
Og denne verden trenger deg.
And they need the way that you display his love.
Og de trenger den måten som du viser hans kjærlighet på.
Some of you will display it as doctors.
Noen av dere vil vise det som doktor eller lege.
Some of you will display it as lawyers.
Noen vil vise det som advokater.
Some of you will display it as teachers.
Noen vil vise det som lærere.
Construction workers.
Eller ingeniører.
Pastors.
Pastorer.
Nurses.
Sykepleiere.
Writers.
Mennesker som skriver.
Each one of you is called to live a supernatural lifestyle.
Hver og en kalt til å leve en overnaturlig livsstil.
And each one of you will look different.
Og hver og en vil se forskjellig ut.
Remember, your identity is not in what you do.
Husk på at din identitet handler ikke om hva du gjør.
But it's who God says you are.
Men det handler om hvem Gud sier at du
And the love that you display.
Og den kjærligheten som du viser.
So I want to challenge you to ask God who he says you are.
Så jeg vil utfordre deg til å spørre Gud hvem sier du at jeg
Ask him, do you love me?
Spør han, elsker du meg?
And then take a risk.
Og ta en risk.
Spread the love.
Spre kjærligheten.
For me, like when I take a risk and when I love on other people,
for meg når jeg tar en risk og gir kjærlighet til andre mennesker,
I fall more and more in love with the Lord.
Så bare blir jeg mer og mer forelsket I Jesus.
Because I start seeing how much he loves them.
For jeg begynner å se hvor mye han elsker de.
And seeing how good he is.
Og jeg ser hvor god han
Like when I, seeing cataracts, or grå stær, being healed.
Og når jeg ser grå stær, så blir helbredet.
Or like broken arms healed, or blind eyes opened.
Eller brukne armer som helbredes, eller blinde øyne som åpnes.
Or pain leaving.
Smerte som forlater.
I fall more and more in love with the Lord.
Så bare blir jeg mer og mer forelsket I Jesus.
Because I see his heart for the others.
For jeg ser hans hjerte for andre.
And that's his heart for me too.
Og det hans hjerte for meg også.
So tonight I just wanted to, I'm going to have my team come up.
Så nå skal jeg ha teamet mitt til å komme opp her.
Team, arise.
Teamet kan reise seg.
Yeah. She's part of our team today.
Hon är en del av teamet vårt idag.
Maybe it's a prophetic sign that she'll be going to school next year.
Kanske är det profetiskt tecken om att hon ska till skolan nästa år.
But I just wanted to. They're going to share a testimony that happened today.
Men de ska dela vittnesbörd om vad som skedde idag.
And it just, I love hearing testimonies.
Och jag älskar att höra vittnesbörd.
No matter how big we might think they are or how small we might think they are.
Oavsett hur stora eller hur små vi syns att de är.
It's not about the miracle that happened, but it's about the heart being touched.
Det handlar inte om miraklet som sker, men det handlar om hjärtat som beröras.
And so this testimony just really touched my heart about or with how much God loves people.
Så detta vittnesbörd berörde verkligen hjärtat mitt om hur mycket Gud älskar människor.
Så.
Ja, jag tar det på norsk. Jag och Johannes och Ole och några andra var ute och hade sån skattejakt idag, hvor vi först bad om att få tegn från Gud så att vi kunde gå och finna människor att be för. Och så hade vi gått och vi hade bett för många allerede och vi hade sett en som hade blivit helbredad både i nacke och i ben och vi var kommit till Strömsö och så ser vi romenerne som sitter på gräset. Och så säger en av de andra att ja, vi kan gå och be för dem. Och så säger jag att nej, men de snackar inte norsk och de snackar heller inte engelsk. Och det ser kanske lite dumt ut om alla vi fem går liksom ställer oss runt dem. Så jag sa att det kan gå så kan jag bara gå lite bort här. Och så ja, och så ja, de bad för någon av de romenerna som var där och så ja, jag var ju närheten. Och så i det de skulle gå så roper den ene romenaren till mig. Jag skönt inte vad hon sa så jag liksom gick fram och sa ja, vad är det nog du lurte på? Och så bara tar hon handen min. Och jag sätter mig ner vid sina henne. Och så klemmer hon handen min så hårt och jag bara ser den smärten hon har i hjärtat sitt och jag ser bara att hela den smärten tar och kommer över på mig och jag bara känner hur mycket Gud älskar henne och jag fick så otrolig sympati med denna damen. Så jag ser henne i ögonen och säger att kan jag be för dig? Och mens hon tvihåller på handen min så börjar jag be på norsk och så ja, tar det inte lång tid så börjar jag be i tunger. Och i det sekunden jag ber i tunger så bara rycker hon till. Rycker till och bara ser mig rätt i ögonen. Och hon förstår allt jag säger. För jag börjar att snacka romensk. Och jag tänker vad jag säger men det kommer inte ut norsk. Hvis du skjønner. Och jag sitter och ber och ber. Och hon bara börjar att gråta så mycket. Och de andra romenerna runt börjar att samla sig. Och alla skjønner vad jag säger. Och Gud bara visar kärlek genom oss som var där då och genom alla. Gud är god. Väldigt.
Let's just give a hand to the Lord again. That was awesome.
Let's bara ge en applåd till Gud.
I'm just going to have you guys do words of knowledge and if you get a prophetic word just go for it. I was telling the team what they're going to do.
Varför talar teamet vad de ska göra?
They had no idea before they came up.
De visste ingenting för de kom upp.
But we're just going to take some time and just so love on you guys for a little bit.
Vi har lyst att ta lite tid och bara visa kärlek till dere en liten stund.
So a few of them they have some prophetic words that they just want to give to certain people here.
Och teamet har någon profetiska ord som de har lyst att ge till enkelt människa här.
And they have some words of knowledge, some things that they feel that God really wants to touch tonight too.
Och så har de någon kunskapsord som kan vara ting som de tror att Gud verkligen vill beröra ikväll.
So we'll pray for those at the end, okay?
Så och så tar vi be för det på slutet.
Okay. So anybody want to start? No? All right. So I feel like is there anyone in here that has asthma?
Är det någon här inne som har astma?
Can you raise your hand? Okay. One thing that's happened with me every time, like I was healed from asthma.
En ting som skedde med mig var att jag blev helbredet från astma.
And every missions trip that I've been on,
og på alle misjonsturer som jeg har vært på,
I've always had people healed of asthma.
Så det folk som har blitt helbredet for astma.
So I really feel that there's something in here tonight for you guys.
Så jeg tror det noe for dere I kveld.
A little more nerve-wracking than I thought it'd be.
Litt mer nervøs enn jeg tror det skal være.
Okay, so I've had something kind of festering in me all day.
Jeg har hatt noe som har gått I meg hele dagen.
I'd like all the ladies to stand up, please.
Jeg vil gjerne at alle jentene og kvinner skal reise seg.
Do you know how beautiful you are?
Vet dere hvor nydelig dere
God just wants to touch your hearts right now and really let you know how beautiful you are.
Tror Gud vil berøre hjertene her.
Women really struggle with that.
Og vise hvor nydelig dere for mange kvinner sliter med det.
And something I've been walking through all year is just really getting to know how beautiful I am and who I am in God. And you know, I just feel like God wants to just bring a fresh confidence to all the women in Norway.
Noe av det som har gått I meg hele året at Gud har vist meg hvor nydelig han og jeg tror at Gud vil gi en ny selvsikkerhet til kvinner I Norge.
And you know, it starts somewhere. It starts with even just one person.
Og det begynner en plass, og må det så bare en person.
When one person can really walk out who they are, know who they are, and walk out in the confidence that God has shown them.
Når en person kan gå I og være trygg på hvem du og hva Gud har vist deg.
Other women are going to see that. Other women are going to want that. And it's going to create this ripple effect.
Og andre kvinner kommer til å se det, og andre kvinner kommer til å ville ha det, og det kommer til å ha en sånn ringvirkning.
So I would like you all to do a prophetic act and step forward.
Og jeg vil at alle sammen skal ta en profetisk handling og ta et steg fremover.
Even just one step.
Bare ett steg.
You know, God is going to take you on a new path.
Og Gud skal ta dere på en ny vei.
I'm like shaking. He just wants you to know how beautiful you are, and he's going to help you walk that out. Even if you don't know how to right now, just ask him to show you how beautiful you are.
Og Gud skal vise dere hvor vakre dere og om du så ikke har sett det, så skal Gud vise deg hvor vakker du
Yeah, and I, just from me, if any of you are struggling with, you know, talking to God or talking even to yourself about how beautiful you are, find me in the conference and we can walk through some prayers and, yeah,
try to take that first step. Hvis noen av dere sliter med det og vite hvem dere og snakke med Gud om hvor vakker dere så ta tak I meg, så kan vi be sammen I løpet av konferansen.
Okay, you can sit down.
Okay, kan satte dere ned.
Okay, I've got a word for you. Can you sit up?
Yeah. Jeg har et ord for deg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was looking through the room and just like looking over the people.
And
I was like seeing who is pointed out to me.
So
my eyes stopped with you.
And
I feel like God has taken you into a new season.
And
it's almost like moving. I don't know if that makes sense for you.
Like
moving house.
Som å flytte til en ny plass.
So it's like a new start.
En ny start.
And I think he wants to take you into this a lifestyle of generosity.
Og jeg tror han vil ta deg inn I en livsstil av generositet.
Like giving away stuff, giving more than you can.
Gi ting, gi mer enn du kan.
But actually, in that season,
men I den sesongen,
you will receive more.
Så vil du få enda mer.
And God will bless you.
Og Gud vil velsigne deg.
And all the people that you touch,
alle de menneskene som du berører,
they will be so thankful and they will remember you.
De vil være så takknemlige, de vil huske på deg.
And actually, you will be a blessed man through this.
Og du vil være en velsignet mann gjennom dette.
Next year, this giving will have like you will have like a community.
Och genom det att du ger så vill du ha som ett fällskap.
That are like your children.
Med av barn.
One of the reasons why we like to do this publicly.
En av grunden till att vi likar göra detta här offentligt.
When we prophesy.
När vi profeterar.
Is that we get to see who God says they are.
Att vi kan få se vem Gud säger att folk är.
That we get to, as a family, we get to remind each other of the prophecies.
Och som en familj så kan vi minna varandra på profetier.
And we get to help stötta.
Yeah. Och vi kan hjälpa och stötta varandra.
Yeah. It's really mixed in my head.
Lite som mixat upp i huvudet.
But yeah, it's not to put on a show, but that so that we can be a family and help each other.
Inte för att det ska vara som ett skuespel, men att vi samman kan hjälpa varandra som en familj.
Yeah.
I feel like there may be some people in here who what I was hearing was like educational disappointment. So I don't know if there's someone who has recently been like trying to get into something or apply for something or just got disappointed by grades.
Någon här inne som har upplevt skuffelse i förhåll till utdanning och gått igenom skuffelse i förhåll till det.
Okay. And then the other thing I hear is maybe people who've had stupidity spoken over you.
Och jag hör att det är någon som kan ha fått dumhet talat över dig.
And I'm not going to make you stand up.
Och jag ska inte få dig att resa dig.
But I just, if anyone feels that's applying to you, just I think specifically people that are feeling tied by that.
Men hvis du føler att det talar till dig, speciellt människor som känner sig bundet av det.
I think that you were not designed stupid.
Så jag säger att du blev inte skapt dum.
And actually you might find that you've been anointed to do something really intelligent.
Och jag tror du kan se det att du var skapt att göra något verkligen intelligent.
I don't know if there's anyone with dyslexia in here.
Vet du om det är någon som har dyslexi här inne?
Does anyone? Yeah.
Någon som har det?
Okay. Should we pray? Yeah, can we pray for them? Do you mind standing up?
If that's,
or if you don't want to, that's okay.
Hvis du ikke vil, så er det helt greit.
Sorry. But yeah, just like God is healing that today, and just yeah, we just declare that is not the way you're designed, and that's not what God has for you.
Men jeg tror at Gud helbreder deg i dag, og vi erklærer det at det er ikke det sånn som Gud har skapt, og vi erklærer helbredelse over deg i kveld.
Yeah, we just break that off in the name of Jesus.
Vi bryter det av i Jesu navn.
And I feel there might also be people who maybe you don't have dyslexia, but you struggle with words, but actually you're designed to write. God wants you to write.
Jeg tror også at det mennesker som kanskje ikke har dyslexi, men sliter med ord, men jeg tror at de er kalt til å skrive, og Gud har skriving for dem. Yeah.
Yeah, the gentleman in the gray right here.
Man I grått her.
Yes. Yes. Yes, the Lord highlighted you to me.
Gud utpekte deg for meg.
And I feel like the Lord has been digging the wells of compassion in your life.
Jeg opplevde som at Gud har gravet brønner av barmhjertighet I livet.
Deeper than they've ever been before.
Dypere enn de noen gang har vært før.
I feel like you've stewarded what God has given you so well.
Jeg føler at du har forvaltet det som Gud har gitt deg så bra.
And that faithfulness has shown.
Og den trofastheten som du har vist.
Your true heart.
Ditt sanne hjerte.
And so I just feel like the Lord's going to use you to steward and to show the younger generation what it looks like to be a man possessed by love.
Og jeg tror at Gud skal bruke deg til å vise den yngre generasjonen hva det vil si å være trofast og forvalte.
Yeah. Yeah, I just see you leading so many young people and showing them what it looks like to pursue God with your whole heart.
Og jeg ser at du leder så mange unge mennesker og viser dem hvordan det ser ut å søke Gud med hele hjertet.
And I feel like the Lord's going to encounter you in the nighttime.
Og jeg tror Gud skal møte deg på nattestid.
That he's going to come and surround you with his presence.
At han skal komme og omgi deg med sitt nærvær.
And take you on encounters you've never had before.
Og gi deg møter med han som du aldri har hatt før.
And show you what a mighty man of God you are.
Og vise deg hvilken mektig Guds mann du er.
Yeah, I just bless you with that.
Og velsigne deg med det.
Wow. You and the yes, you great jumper.
Do that. Go again, sir.
During worship, God gave me word, and actually goes really long with what Andrew said.
Gjennom lovsangen her så følte jeg Gud ga et ord som går helt I tråd med det som Andrew har sagt her.
And it's actually something which, like it goes for everyone in the room, but I feel specifically highlighted to me.
Jeg tror dette for alle I rommet, men spesielt kjenner jeg det til deg.
And I just heard God saying in worship, like you got to tell someone today, like he's my son.
Og jeg følte Gud sa I lovsangen at du skal si
til
noen
at
du min sønn den høyeste kongen.
And that makes you royalty.
Like, og det gir deg til en kongelighet.
Like you are so valuable, you are so royal.
Du så verdifull og kongelig.
And it doesn't matter what other people say.
Og det betyr ikke hva andre mennesker sier.
And it's so good because we didn't know what Andrew was talking about today, and he hit exactly that.
Og det var så bra, for jeg visste ikke hva Andrew skulle snakke om I dag, men han snakket om akkurat det.
And you're so loved and you're so valuable because you're a son of the highest king.
Och du är så älskad och så värdefull och du är en son av den högste kungen.
Yeah, and don't let anyone else tell you anything different.
Och låt ingen fortälla dig något annat än det.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a risk and
ska ta en risk.
Is anyone's name in here Victor?
Är någon som heter Victor här?
Okay, that's fine.
I
have a word for you, the blonde hair, yeah.
Oh, for the...
Yeah. Do you play music? Yeah, you do.
Spelar du musik?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Do you play music?
Spelar du musik?
Yeah, I just saw you, like, writing album or making albums of music.
Jag såg att du skrev album, jag lagde album med musik.
And like just really producing a lot of like creativity.
Och producera kreativitet.
So yeah, I just want to bless you. I just see like a lot of creativity over you.
Jag vill se när jag ser mycket kreativitet över dig.
And it's going to be God's creativity. So it's
Och det ska vara Guds kreativitet.
Yeah. So just bless your musical talents.
Så vill se när ditt musikaliska talent.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a birthday February 3rd?
Är någon som har birthday 3 februari?
You stand, please.
Yeah.
That day's been highlighted in my head all day. Two of them? Oh, great. This is good.
Ja, det är bra.
Yeah, you can stay standing. This word's for both of you.
Ordet här till bägge dere to.
I see this quilt of beautiful colors being sewed together, each piece.
Jeg ser et lappeteppe som sys sammen med lapper I forskjellige farger.
And we serve a God of restoration.
Og vi tilber en Gud som gjenoppretter.
And family is so important to us.
Og familie så viktig for oss.
And I feel that God's going to sew your family back together.
Og jeg tror Gud skal sy familien sammen
igjen. If there's any problems or separations or
Hvis det har vært noen problemer eller noen splittelse.
Or kids or parents that have gone astray, they're going to come back and God's sewing them together.
Eller hvis det barn eller foreldre som har gått fra hverandre, så skal Gud komme og bringe det sammen igjen.
Bless you.
Velsigne dere.
You don't, yeah. Mm. Jesus. There's some of you, if you have parents that have struggled with depression.
Någon som kan ha haft föräldrar som har slitit med depression.
Yeah, that's you. I want you to stand up. I want you to take a risk with that.
Och visst är det så att jag ska ta en risk och resa dig.
Yeah. So I have seen depression destroy my parents.
Jag har sett depression ödelägga mina föräldrar.
But I have also seen God restore their hearts.
Men jag har också sett att Gud har genomprättat hjärtan deras.
Especially my mother.
Speciellt min mor.
In the last 2 weeks.
De sista 2 veckorna.
I haven't shared this yet with Andrew.
Jag har inte delat detta med Andrew ända.
But she woke up out of the coma.
Men hon är vaknat ut av koma.
I want to declare over each of you that have depression over your family.
Jag vill erklära över var och en som har depression i familjen.
That it has no right to your family.
Att det har ingen rätt till deras familj.
And no longer.
Och inte längre.
Will it rob you of your joy?
Ska det få stjäla glädjen från er?
And the fear that because it was on your parents that it will be on you is no more.
Och frykten om att det ska komma över dockar för det har varit för föräldrarna, den ska inte längre vara.
You are free.
Där är fri.
They are free.
De är fri.
You are not your parents' dysfunction.
Där är inte deras föräldrars dysfunktion.
You are not a mistake.
Du är inte en fel.
God is going to restore your parents back to you.
Gud ska återupprätta föräldrarna deras.
And I release my testimony of the Lord intervening.
Och jag förlöser mitt vittnesbörd om att Gud griper in.
He is more concerned about your parents than you are.
Och han bryr sig mer om dina föräldrar än du gör.
And even when it looks dark.
Och själv när det ser mörkt ut.
The light shines brightest in the darkest.
Så det är där lyser skinner lysest.
I declare freedom over each and every one of you.
Och jag erklärar frihet över var enkelt av er.
And if this has been something for some of you that's been generational for many generations, this ends with you.
Och hvis dette har vært for noen av dere, hvis dette har vært noe som har gått gjennom mange generasjoner, så slutter det med dere.
Your children will never know depression.
Dine barn skal ikke kjenne til depresjon.
Because each and every one of you will know nothing but the joy of the Lord from now until the end.
For var och en ska inte känna till något annat än Guds glädje från nu av.
Yeah, I have a word for you. Here's Willy and Maroon here. You are here?
Har att.
No, you're standing. Yeah.
Att offra för dig.
Her right there. Yeah. Red. Wave your hand. You're standing. Yep. If you're
back. Yes. Have a word. Har du offra dig back?
Don't look for the next wave of revival.
Inte se efter den nästa bölgen av väckelse.
You're called to birth one.
Men du är kallad till att föda en.
The Yontalovan would tell you that you need to shut up and sit down. What? But I say to you, no. No more.
Man ska kan fortälla dig att du ska roa dig ner och sitta den och sätta dig ner igen, men jag säger att det ska du inte längre.
Dream big.
Dröm större.
Bless you.
I'll see you next.
Okay, I have a word for the young lady in the white with black stripes sitting down. Yes, you're you.
The unge jenten med vitt och svarta striper.
Oh no, the right behind.
Med svarta striper.
Yes. Okay, I just want you to know you are so loved and so needed in the kingdom.
Vet du ska veta att du är så älskad och så att det är sånt behov för dig i Guds rike.
And that whenever you feel weak or whenever you feel powerless.
När du känner dig svag och kraftlös.
That you stepping out even in that feeling of weakness.
Så kan du få gå ut när du känner dig svag.
God is a lion roaring behind you.
Så är Gud som en löve som brölar bak dig.
So don't be afraid to step out in boldness.
Så inte var rädd för att gå ut i frimodighet.
Thank you. And then I was wondering, is anyone here, do any of you have scoliosis?
Så jag lurar på om det är någon här som har sklerosa.
Ja? Yeah? I want to pray for you later.
Ska be för dig senare.
Here comes another risk. Is there a Stefan who plays guitar?
Ta en ny chans. Är det en Stefan som spelar gitarr?
Okay, cool. I also, blonde hair, whose birthday was on February 3rd.
Du med blont hår som hade bursdag 3 februar.
Your voice is really powerful and it's echoes. It has an echoing effect.
Det som att din stämma är kraftfull och har som en echo-effekt.
I just, yeah, there's power on your voice. Do you sing?
Det är kraft I stämmen din. Singar du?
Okay. That's actually what I first saw was that you're a singer.
Det var det jag sa först av dig, att du är en sångare.
And yeah, just that you're called to use that, and yeah, your worship is incense rising.
Oh, yes, tror du kallt till att sjunga och att lovsången är som rökelse som stiger.
Yeah, and just your worship brings encounters of God to other people.
Och din lovsång bringer möten med Gud till andra människor.
I'm in the striped red, the guy. I'm going to take another risk. Is your mom a Christian? Is she a Christian?
Yeah, I
feel like God wants to restore your relationship to your mom. And I think really, like, he wants to use you.
Jeg tror at Gud vil bruke deg.
To connect with her and bring her into like a deeper relationship with God.
Til å komme nærmere henne og bringe henne nærmere en relasjon med Gud.
And I feel like that you'll get to know your mom anew.
Og jeg tror du skal få bli kjent med din mor på en ny måte.
And that you'll start actually a real genuine relationship with her.
Og begynne en ny og ekte relasjon med henne.
It's really like heart to heart.
Som hjerte til hjerte kontakt.
And I'll just pray that you'll see things and treasures in your mom.
Og jeg ber om at du skal se ting og se skatter I din mor.
And that you can honor her with all your heart.
At du kan ære henne hele ditt hjerte.
Yeah, and I want to speak that over all the boys in the room today.
Og jeg taler det over alle guttene I rommet her I dag.
That you'll see your mom as an amazing woman.
At dere skal se mødrene deres som fantastiske kvinner.
That has poured so much into your lives.
Som har gitt så mye inn I livene deres.
And that you'll go into a next level of honor.
Og at dere skal gå inn I nye nivåer av ære.
And that you'll show true humility in front of your mom.
Og at dere skal vise en ekte ydmykhet foran deres mødre.
And I'll release that you actually can tell her that you love her.
Og jeg forløser at dere faktisk kan fortelle henne at dere elsker henne.
Yeah, and don't feel ashamed that you do, and don't feel ashamed that you give her a hug.
Og ikke føle skamfull for at du elsker henne, ikke være skamfull for å kunne gi henne en klem.
And show her real affection.
Og gi henne og vise en ekte kjærlighet og ekte følelse. Oh.
You can stand back up.
Du kan reise deg igjen.
The Lord highlighted you to me before. He prophesied.
Gud pekte deg ut for meg før han profeterte.
I just felt like the Lord wanted to say that he is really proud of you.
Jeg tror Gud vil si at han virkelig stolt av deg.
That you really do have a deep relationship with him.
At du har en dyp relasjon med ham.
That he, I feel like he's saying, don't compare yourself.
Og så føler han sier, ikke sammenlign deg.
Don't compare your relationship with other people that you see.
Ikke sammenlign ditt forhold til Gud med andre mennesker du ser.
Because what you have is deep and is real.
For det som du har, det dypt og det ekte.
And the people around you are watching you because they see that too.
Og folk rundt deg ser på deg fordi de ser det de også.
Just keep on doing what you're doing.
So, but first, I'll do what I do.
Okay, is there anyone in here who had a broken bone somewhere, possibly in the wrist, and it didn't heal very well? Like, there are complications with the healing, and it didn't heal perfectly.
Noen her som har brukket et bein kan antagelig I håndleddet som har blitt brukket og ikke grodd skikkelig igjen og har vært komplikasjoner med det.
Yeah. Arm? Yeah. We pray for that later.
Ja, yeah, da ber vi for det senere.
Okay. Gentleman on the right in the suit.
Mann I dresser.
Okay.
So in Bethel, they kind of describe our lives as like a house.
I Bethel så pleier vi å beskrive livet vårt som et hus.
God gives you different rooms.
Og Gud gir oss forskjellige rom.
You know, so he gives you an opportunity to go into a room, see what's in there, explore.
Så han gir oss muligheter til å gå inn I et rom, se hva som der, utforske møblene, hva som I rommet.
I just feel like God said he's going to give you a new room.
Og jeg tror Gud skal gi deg et nytt rom.
And just have fun exploring. It's like a new door opening up in your life.
Og bare ha det gøy mens du utforsker. Det nye dører som åpnes I livet ditt.
Yeah. Have fun.
Ha det gøy.
I have one for you too.
I go out today.
Yeah, I feel like maybe you've gone through like a lot of rejection in your life.
Muligheter har gått gjennom avvisning I livet.
And I just want to honor you and say that you're not rejected.
Og jeg vil ære deg og si at du ikke avvist.
And that you're like super accepted.
Men at du akseptert.
Yeah. You're amazing.
Du fantastisk.
This is, yeah, it's hard to say. We understand that it's not easy to be a Christian in Scandinavia, in Norway.
Vi forstår at det ikke bare lett å være kristen I Skandinavia I Norge.
And some of you have really had to stand for your faith in school.
Og noen har virkelig trengt å stå for sin tro på skolen.
Some of you have been mocked.
Noen har blitt mobbet.
Told that you're stupid.
Blitt fortalt at du dum.
For believing in something you can't see.
For å tro på noe du ikke kan se.
And I just want to release over you.
Og jeg vil forløse over dere.
That because you did not move and you stood your ground.
At fordi dere ikke lot dere rokke og sto fast.
You're going to see revival.
Så skal dere se vekkelse.
You're going to see revival in your cities.
Så skal dere se vekkelse I byene deres.
You're going to see revival in your homes.
Skal se vekkelse I hjemmene deres.
Because you stood.
Fordi at dere sto.
And I honor you.
Og jeg ærer dere.
Coming from America where it's so easy.
Jeg som kommer fra Amerika hvor det så lett.
Coming from Bethel where it's so normal to live in the supernatural.
Kommer fra Bethel hvor det så lett å leve I det overnaturlige.
Because I know that it's not easy here.
Jeg vet at det ikke bare lett her.
You guys are our heroes that you stand.
Dere våre helter fordi dere står.
And we see what God's going to do over this country.
Og vi ser hva Gud skal gjøre I dette landet.
Because you're a people that don't back down.
Fordi dere mennesker som ikke lar dere bøye av.
And we as a team, we honor you. You guys are our heroes.
Vi som team vil ære dere og si at dere våre helter.
Just keep standing. It's going to be worth it.
Fortsett å stå. Det kommer til å bli verdt det.
It's going to be worth it.
Kommer til å bli verdt det.
And those people that mocked you.
Og de som har mobbet deg.
They just don't know him yet.
Det mennesker som bare ikke kjenner han enda.
But they will.
Men de kommer til.
Because of you.
På grunn av deg.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, the young man in the light blue shirt.
Ung mann I en lysblå skjorte.
Yeah. I feel like the Lord has a call on your life.
Jeg tror at Gud har et kall over livet ditt.
I feel like he's put a mantle of leadership on your life.
Jeg kjenner at han har lagt en kappe av lederskap over deg.
And I feel like you're going to take people places.
Og jeg tror du skal ta mennesker på plasser.
That they would be afraid to go by themselves.
Som de ville vært redd for å gå alene.
But I feel like the Lord's put like a trailblazer anointing on your life.
Trailblazer?
Jeg tror at Gud har gjort en sånn... Gud kaller deg til å gjøre klar en vei for mennesker.
And I feel like people are going just to be naturally attracted to you.
Og jeg tror mennesker kommer til å bli naturlig trukket til deg.
And what God has deposited in your life.
På grunn av hva Gud har gitt deg ned I livet ditt.
And I feel like the Lord is pursuing you.
Og jeg tror Gud søker deg.
And he wants you.
Og han vil ha deg.
And he wants you to become a man of God.
Og han vil at du skal være en mann etter ham.
Yeah, I just bless you with that.
Og jeg bare velsigner deg med det.
You in the black shirt there?
Du I svartskjorte där, Lars Christian.
I just wanted to honor you, Lars Christian.
Jag vill ära dig, Lars Christian.
Just for the foundation and what you have poured into the kingdom.
För det grundlaget som du har gett in I Guds rike.
That you have really done something for this country.
Att du har verkligen gjort något för detta landet.
That you might look down on yourself and say, "What have I done, Lord?"
Alltså kan man se ner på sig själv och säga, "Vad har jag gjort, Gud?"
But your love for him and the words that you speak.
Men din kärlek för honom och de orden som du uttalar.
Have affected people more than you realize.
Det har påverkat människor mer än det du inser.
That you are, I feel like you're able to shift the vision of a nation.
Och jag tror att du kan förändra denna nationens syn.
Through what you write and through what you say.
Genom det du skriver och det du säger.
That you're able to point them to Jesus and say, "Look at how good he is."
Och du kan få peka på Jesus och se hur god han är.
And the dreams that you have for what you're doing.
Och de drömmarna du har för det som du gör.
Are smaller than what he has for them.
De är små, än de är mindre än det som han har för dig.
He's going to do some really big things through you.
Och han ska göra stora ting genom dig.
Because of your humbleness and your willingness to serve.
På grund av din ödmjukhet och din villighet att tjäna.
So we thank you.
Så vi tackar dig.
So we just wanted to, the worship team is going to play for a little bit, and we just wanted to invite anyone that wants prayer.
Nu ska lovsångsteamet få spela lite, och så ska vi invitera fram alla som önskar förbön.
If you want a touch from the Lord.
Hvis du vil bli berørt av Gud.
If you've never felt the love like that I talked about.
Hvis du aldri har opplevd den kjærligheten som jeg snakket om.
Tonight is your night.
I kveld din kveld.
Tonight's your night to start a journey with him.
I kveld din kveld for å begynne reisen med ham.
That if you have something wrong in your body.
Hvis det noe galt I kroppen din.
God wants to heal you tonight.
Så vil Gud helbrede deg I kveld.
If you didn't get a prophetic word.
Hvis du ikke fikk et profetisk ord.
Come find one of us.
Så kan du få et av oss.
And I'm going to invite the Levanger team to come up too. To help pray.
Jag ska invitera Levanger team att komma fram och vara med och be.
Because we all came here just to love on you guys and to love on people.
Vi har kommit här för att ge kärlek till alla som är här.
So, yeah, come forward if you want more.
Så kom fram hvis du vill ha mer.
Talen du nettopp hørte produsert av Philadelphia-kirken I Drammen. Du kan laste ned flere taler fra vår internetside philadelphiadrammen.no. Philadelphia-kirken I Drammen en aktiv og livskraftig pinsemenighet. Ønsker du mer informasjon, du velkommen til å kontakte oss.